If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Last week, Friday, in the US, there was a No Kings protest, right? So people in Baltimore, in DC, in LA, and various other cities, I think in Chicago as well, took to the streets in their numbers. Hundreds of thousands. I think in total, over millions of people.
Yeah.
And they're protesting Donald Trump's presidency.
Against.
Yeah. So they've already voted him in. He's the president. There's not much they can do about it, right? But I suppose it's important for people to take a stand just to show that, hey, we are not in support of what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yesterday when we started the show, we spoke about the... There was a movement that started a protest that was meant to take place yesterday, right? And we even laughed about it because immediately from how the rain was, I was like, ah, this thing is not going to go anywhere. But it originated and emanated from social media. Stand-up protest.
Mm-hmm.
Calling for South Africans to stand up because they feel like the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, is also not leading the country in the right direction, right? Now, the sentiments that they expressed, I think, are sentiments that everybody can agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, nobody disagrees with them taking to the streets and whether or not that's the correct thing to do. It probably is the right thing for them to do. However, they got zero traction. On social media, what I saw was that maybe less than 40 people pitched, right? And the reason for that is a lot deeper than some people may realize. So to get people to coalesce around an idea takes more than just organization.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to put it simply, it takes capital.
And mobilization.
Yeah. Mm. So the reason why, for example, a Zuma Must Fall march was so successful is because private sector got involved, right? You need to transport people. You need to give them leave and days off in order to go out there to the streets. You need to assure them, for example, that this will be, in essence, a protected protest. In other words, they're not going to be arrested when they get there. They're not going to face the full might of the law, etc. Mm-hmm. So on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in places where, for example, protests have emanated from social media. So if you're looking at fees must fall. I wouldn't say it emanated from social media, but it was young people and largely driven by how young people communicate. July unrest. I mean, we heard from General Mkhwanazi that was perpetuated largely by social media communication.
Mm.
But I think the biggest one has to be the Arab Spring, right? Where multiple nations saw heads of states fall as a result. There, the makeup of the society is very different than what we are faced with here in South Africa.
Mm.
And it always makes me think of economics, right? When you think about the four factors of production in economics, you got entrepreneurship, right? You've got labor, you've got firms, and then you've got capital.
Mm.
The firms could be technology, whichever way you want to look at it, right? The capital is actually the most important because with the capital, you can buy all the other three.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got money, you can pay for labor. If you got money, you can go and get land. If you got money, you can... All of these things you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's missing here in South Africa. If, for example, there's going to be some kind of a resistance, that's what it's going to take. Because at the end of the day, people themselves don't physically remove a president. What it takes is the people to demonstrate some kind of a stance. And then those in power who have the ability to remove the president, they capitulate and they go, okay, yeah, we're going to remove you. President Zuma wasn't removed by anybody who took to the streets. And in fact, if the ANC didn't want to get rid of President Zuma, you could have taken to the streets multiple times and nothing would have happened. In fact, people had tried, right? The problem here is the ANC doesn't want to get rid of their leader just yet. And that's just the fact of it. And there's nothing you can do to force them to do that until you get them to realize that if they don't, they will pay dearly. Not through votes, because votes are not what they value. It's through... There you go. The geld.
I had no... All the things you listed, I was, like, for example, capital. I didn't understand oh, I didn't think of the extent you'd need to be mobilizing people. I thought you'd just send out a tweet, guys, come, and if you are for the cause, you rock up. So my reasons for yesterday's maybe mini protest was maybe the weather contributed. I also thought that perhaps people have outreach fatigue. They just want to focus more on the commission and, you know, ad hoc committees. That's what I thought.
No, so those are also contributing factors, but they're also founding factors, right? So, for example, you got to look at what it is that motivates people.
Mm.
It's not enough for people to just say, man, I've had enough. Because people have had enough, yeah. Right? But you need to demonstrate to me that you're going to take care of my own personal needs. So, for example, you mentioned the rain.
Yeah.
To get from here to union buildings takes money. It takes a lot more effort when it's raining. Now, what do you need to provide? Maybe you need to provide transport for me, actually. Because then I know I'm not going to be standing waiting for a taxi. Maybe you need to provide some kind of a shelter and umbrellas when I get there, right?
Right.
Because now I'm not going to be standing in the rain while we protest. Maybe there needs to be coffee. Maybe there needs to be food. All of these things require
money.
There you go. There you go.
Wow.
But I suppose the question that you've got to ask yourself is, what is it that is going to take for South Africans to then realize what it takes to get change made? Because it's not a protest.
Can I ask you? So now, in comparison to what you're talking about in the US, what would be, is it also like a capital driven thing to see the millions of people turn up? So it's like a political spectacle when they're rallying and all. Is it also a capital driven?
100%. So in the US, if you look at the numbers that turned out, it was literally millions, like I said.
It was almost right? 7 million.
But they have money, most, don't they?
Hold on, let me explain, Pam.
Okay.
So they had the 7 million people. But the people that can impeach the president are the people that are in the legislature. Those are the people that can impeach a president. Even if the entirety of the US are taken to the streets.
Mm.
Like, for example, do you remember January 3rd? Also, while Donald Trump was in the presidency, but he was leaving and he thought that they stolen the elections.
Mm.
Oh,
right?
Yes,
and they stormed the Capitol.
The Capitol, yeah.
Yeah. They were storming the Capitol because that's where the lawmakers are. Mm. So their reasoning or their feeling was that if we can compel the lawmakers to overturn the election results there, then we will have something.
Mm.
Because that's what it takes. At the end of the day, everything comes down to law. You got to legislate the person out of it.
That's funny.
Unless, yeah. I mean, you saw, for example, about a month ago, what was going on in Kathmandu. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Oh, in Kathmandu, guys, we even spoke about it on the show, where they came there and they were literally taking every member of parliament.
Oh, yes.
You see, now that, at that point, that's when all anarchy is ensued. It can get to that point. But South Africa is not structured in such a way. So let us know what your thoughts are, because it's really important for people to understand sociology. And this goes for more than just protests. This goes for anything. When people start a party, for example, the reason why their parties disintegrate or they don't get the following that they like is because of that. They don't understand how to motivate people.
Yes, abantu aba organize le protest ayikabi bafethu mara sibhizi bafethu. We have a commission going, we have the ad hoc committee going, kubhizi bafethu abantwana balimele, you understand, ipasilwile kubhizi bafethu. Like we can only take so much. I mean, at my young age kwamanje, when it comes to the weekend, I can only do one of those days. Mangabe Saturday ngiphumile, Sunday yangindawo ngiyalala. Mangabe Saturday yangiphumanga, Sunday kumele ngilale ili. Ngicela ni understand.
I think with everything that is happening, South Africans are actually tired of everything. They do want change. But even the leaders who would say, let's go to the streets, let's go protest for what we want as a country, after that protest, nothing happens. Literally nothing happens. I think people are just tired of the fact that we're going to go there, we're going to make noise, and still at the end of the day, the same people who are taking us to strike, they're going to leave us hanging. People are going to get arrested.
Let me tell you, right now, there's only one political party, right, that can start a protest. Start.
Mm.
And that's the EFF. They would also then need the buy-in of the private sector in order to maintain that protest and get it to be effective. But the EFF can get people to take to the streets in numbers. That I can guarantee you.
Aye. lento le it was a success ukuthi nje iqale noma ingaqala ngabantu abayi 10 but ukuthi iqale nje asidingi la makofi nanane support sidinga abantu abarealize ukuthi South Africa manje isenkingeni engakanani therefore i president ayehle phela lento izokhula only people business people abazodinga zonke lezi zinto isho size thina strategy siyasigijimela skip i president phela nya
kanti ukhona izolo qale lapho nje kanti ukhona izolo na
Sizwe, you are right. A lot of those things that you mentioned are important. But in South Africa, I feel like we are a lost cause. Look at, for an example, I just give you a simple example. I'm a Pakistani that are selling in the townships, that are selling rotten or expired food or fake products. People still go there and buy those things. People don't realize how much power they have. If people can just stop buying from the Pakistanis, they will either do the right thing and sell the right stuff, or they will pick up and leave. But now you expect people to leave their homes on a Monday, for that matter, to go protest. That's not going to happen.
So, you know, I was very surprised to learn that not only had certain foreign nationals infiltrated the tuck shop industry, for example, in neighborhoods, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but that they're also terrorizing communities. That part I couldn't understand. How do you let a foreigner come and tell you what you do in your own community? Come on.
Yo, I shamba to sifunde sizi sife. How? What you saying, sis, I never, ever, 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 ever knew. Mina nami in my mind, uthi velu velu, sitoy, bese, bayabona, iqembu leli limkhiphe. But yeah, it shows good I shall mix your good and a pissy corner. Mobile obvious lava and the powers you won't keep. Nababum Kulugut, our parrot would pick your book Kulugut. So, yeah, Imanayabo must fungi creta. Hey, yeah, I shall guayulum sabaminansas, shamsia buya, zia kala, zia pihiga, zamporo, marasira, shulum kulum sabalo. I mali shemai and without mali ikitisizo yenz and I think nokuthatha ngamawala yabona nale yokuthatha ngamawala I enemy yakho you won't defeat it kanti kufanele kuthule lapho sei relaxile uyikahle manje hayi ayi mara naye vele ura baposes bantu bangazi bakwata uyakwatisa udedi uyakwatisa ayi
That's also a very good point ukuphi ikhala isiZulu In other words your timing must be impeccable You can't just do things with bad timing Same advice you tried to give that other guy there. Said, dude, chill.
Yeah, in the end, we see this thing, the protest against the president being unsuccessful. It's because if you look at other countries like Madagascar, you look at Nepal, that protest was led by youth, man. So I feel like youth there, every country is being attacked in many ways because... The more focus away you the smoking locus and my drugs, the drinking drugs too much. So it distracts you in the corner. I feel like if ever can focus more good citizens in our country, then there could be changes. Yeah, we can it's not called gumsus locus and
Well, that's also an unfair critique because this was started by young people. Specifically, right? So it was young people who decided to start the hashtag stand up. So you can't say that they don't want to participate.
Mina, I think apart from the capital being the reason that the protest was not a success, I just think Uguti, South Africans don't hate Usirial as much as we love Uzuma. And I'm saying this because remember the unrest. It was propelled by the support and the love that people have for Uzuma. So if we could use the same energy to the hate or displeasement with regards to Cyril, this could have happened very well. Despite the rain, we could have pushed and went to the union buildings and did whatever and protested that we want this guy to fall. But then also another thing is that Cyril has a backing of Abantu Abamhlophe, you know. So if they are not making noise also about him stepping down, it's not going to happen. Uzuma had white people was making noise about him stepping down. And we know what white people are controlling the economy of the country. So it's going to be like, kesera sera. What will be, will be. Like, Cyril guys is just going to finish his term and we'll be just like that.
No, it's actually, you're right. Someone who also fails to move people emotionally is almost my money. He's been given capital for over and over again. Actually, all of the members of this new UFC movement, they fail to connect with the people, even though they have the capital. And sometimes they have facts on their side as well. But they don't move people's emotions. So it's hard for people to rally behind them or rally behind ideas that they may have. So yeah, you are right. It takes money, but also takes someone being able to connect with the masses and invoke that emotion. And I think in South Africa, it's very difficult because of our diversity, and not just diversity in terms of culture, but diversity in terms of our wallets.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.